fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 12th day of December. Prepper tip of the day. It's a gift-giving season. If you have a special person that you don't know what to get them for a gift, and they're interested in preparedness, interested in being safe during hard times, you might want to consider getting them a automatic winding wristwatch. Automatic winding wristwatch. They don't use batteries. They're very simple devices and can be relatively inexpensive. I saw prices on Amazon.com ranging from $18 to $10,000 if you want to get a Rolex. But regardless, it's something that will be reliable and serve that person for years into the future for not a whole lot of money if you choose to go that route. And in a tactical situation, and we're going to get some follow-up here from our guests in a moment, in a tactical situation, having a timepiece can certainly be critical and possibly even a matter of life and death. With that, I will introduce our special guest, Mr. Sam Andrews. Sam Andrews is a gentleman who has made it his life's work to become very knowledgeable about all the nuances there are in everything related to firearms, whether it's the firearms themselves, the ammunition, the projectiles, the optics, the care and use of firearms, the tactical use of firearms. Mr. Sam Andrews, who is proprietor of Tier 1 in Eureka, Missouri. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we agreed yesterday afternoon to talk about ammunition this morning, which is a topic that has a lot of different rabbit trails we can go down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a complicated topic with a lot of myths and misunderstandings.
Absolutely. Well, majority of our listeners would have either a shotgun, possibly 12 or 20 gauge. The 223, 5.56 NATO has become pretty ubiquitous, 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45, and, of course, the ubiquitous 22 long rifle. There's more exotic things we can get into, but let's steer clear of those for the time being, like the 338 Lapuas and the more exotic things, and stick with what most of our listeners are going to have in their gun safe. For example, 22 long rifle, which is ubiquitous from the most remote Eskimo village to the biggest cities, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's the most common cartridge in the world.
It was developed, what, right around the time of the U.S. Civil War, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm thinking around 1867. I'm not sure on the exact number. I'm sure there's a listener who has that date nailed down. But it's been around over 150 years.
More or less. And I'm not sure what the original intent was, but... I've learned just in the last 6 or 8 years since the Ferguson riots, I took another look at what 22s could and could not do. And I was a bit surprised to find that, as far as I can tell, the U.S. Army regards a lethal cartridge, a lethal round, as one that will penetrate 3/4-inch plywood. And I'm not sure at what distance, but the 22 long rifle will, in fact, because I've tested it personally at 75 feet, will penetrate a 3/4-inch piece of plywood, which surprised me it had that much power, Sam.
Oh, absolutely. It's got enough penetration to kill a human being if shot in the head with that round.
Well, I would say... with a few exceptions, a 3/4-inch plywood is certainly a lot thicker and stronger and tougher than a human skull bone.
Well, if you're not a Democrat, I'm sure it is.
Thank you, sir. There's a company in Mexico, Aguila, who's they've been doing some really cutting-edge development with the 22 long rifle for, better part of 20 years, haven't they?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're one of the best quality 22 rimfire manufacturers and probably the most consistent quality product and best bang for your buck out there. I would rate them at the very top.
Well, I came to that same conclusion. And then there are some surprises, too. Even within one manufacturer, I'm gonna pick on the oldest gun manufacturer in the United States, Remington, for a little bit. It's become pretty common knowledge in the gun culture that Remington bulk pack 22 long rifle, leave it on the shelf. In fact, I warned the clerk at one store. I said, "You're right at the edge of being unethical, even selling this stuff. It has such a high rate of malfunction." Your response?
Well, the quality of the Remington ammo has been very inconsistent, and the problem is most Americans are now shooting 22 semi-autos and pistols and rifles. And for some reason, the Remington product often doesn't have enough consistency in the powder charge to generate enough pressure to reliably cycle a semi-auto weapon.
Now, you're not making a differentiation between Remington bulk pack and the other Remington 22 long rifles, it sounds like to me.
Well, I've shot a number of different Remington rimfire products, and I got to be honest, I have not been happy with any of them.
Okay,
and,
well, I'll take that.
That's
I'll
just
take
my
that.
Personal testing experience. I'm sure they make products in different parts of the world, and because it's a huge company. And I'm sure there are lots of ammo that are fine, but I've had such inconsistent results with the Remington products, I would not recommend them.
Now, I've had, going back to Aguila, I've never had any major issues with Aguila. Something I have found out, though, an outfit called Arms Corps, their reputation, according to my gunsmith, is they use a slower burning powder, which in a rifle is not a very big deal, but in a pistol, the slower burning powder doesn't have time to burn up before the projectile is out the end of the barrel, making a far dirtier ammunition for pistols. Any experience on that, sir?
Well, rimfires are dirty to begin with, and part of the reason is they don't operate at enough pressure to have enough flame front temperature to burn all of the powder. The powder consists of nitro, cellulose, some additives, some coatings, and where on a rifle, say a 308 or a 223, you may be shooting that cartridge at 55,000 PSI. And that's hot enough to keep a suppressor even clean, much less the gun. They burn hot, and they burn most of the residue. Where a rimfire, on the other hand, and most handgun cartridges do not burn at a high enough pressure to burn really clean.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. And like I say, when, during the Ferguson riots, I was doing some private testing on my own, and I went to this one pistol, a Ruger Mark II. It's stainless steel with a bull barrel. It shoots like a rifle, in my opinion, as far as accuracy. But I tested 8 or 10 different types of ammunition, and I found two that would cycle flawlessly, 50 rounds plus at a time without a single flaw. And I prepared stickers and attached them to the stock of the pistol so that I would always know when I pick up that pistol what ammunition will cycle flawlessly through that particular pistol, because I wanted to make sure I had optimal ability and reliability on that pistol. And it's probably not a bad idea if people want that kind of optimal reliability, is it, Sam? Oh, we lost Sam. Well, he'll call back. And if you got a question or comment, we're talking about firearms and everything related to firearms, especially ammunition this morning. The call number is 800-313-9443. Aguila down in Mexico, they set out to be the heavy hitter when it came to 22 long rifle, and they certainly achieved and surpassed their goal. Coming out with variations of 22 long rifle that nobody's ever seen before. Nobody ever. Sam is back. Sam, I was just mentioning that Aguila has come up with 22 long rifle that, for example, their 60 grain subsonic ammunition. Who ever heard of such a thing, 22 long rifle?
Yeah, that's actually a great idea, but you need to be very careful with that ammo if you're shooting it through a suppressed rifle or pistol. You need to make sure that you have enough twist rate that you don't damage your suppressor. So always test new ammo without the suppressor on the gun. Make sure that it's making at least 10 consecutive round holes, 30 would be better, before you put the suppressor on there and shoot it with the suppressor. Anytime you go to a longer bullet or a different shape bullet, you're at risk of not having enough twist rate to stabilize that projectile. So always test ammo on a suppressed weapon without the suppressor on before you test it with the suppressor on.
Your license allows you to sell anything up to and including destructive devices, doesn't it?
Yes, I am allowed to manufacture and originate serial numbers for any type of weapon.
So if you want a firearm, and you can work with people, they may live in another state, to do a transfer across state lines, which is just a matter of some paperwork. But Sam's shop is open Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m., and here's the telephone number. If you want to get a hold of them and have a consultation about what might be good for you, 636-587-9223. I say again, 636-587-9223. The whole topic, suppressors have become out of the closet, so to speak, and have become quite mainstream, to where I'm seeing full page ads in the gun publications. It's a dramatic change, isn't it, Sam?
It really is, and we have the Hearing Protection Act at the federal level that I think Trump is going to take a hard look at and maybe nullify the federal gun laws about suppressors that classify suppressors as an NFA weapon. And if we do that, you'll be able to buy a suppressor just like a firearm and not have to go through the waiting period and the paperwork.
Right now, if a person was to walk in your shop Wednesday at noon and say, I want to buy a suppressor, when would they expect, with all the paperwork delays and so forth, to be taking delivery?
Right now, it's running between 7 and 11 months.
Whoa, baby. That's pretty serious timeline.
Yeah, what you're looking, you've got to fill out a Form 4, and most people do a trust with their Form 4. And so you send that off to the NFA branch of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, the ATF and explosives. They review your paperwork and send you your paperwork back with a federal stamp on it, giving you the right to possess that weapon according to them. Of course, you have that right. That's inherent from God. Why we ask our government to do this for us, I don't know. It's not acceptable, but that's the way it works right now. Everybody's right. Going along right. To get along, and hopefully right. We'll change that in the near term, and that'll be a great thing.
That would be a great thing. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. My first remark here isn't necessarily about ammo, per se. I heard you talk about the record sales of firearms at the beginning of the show, John, and I keep thinking about this, the distinction and importance between, you know, skills versus the possession of hardware. In 1975, on September 5th, when I was 14 years old, Lynette Squeaky Fromm failed in an assassination attempt at arm's length from President Gerald R. Ford because she forgot to cock the hammer on her single-action 1911 automatic pistol she was using. She spent 34 years in jail. That's just such a classic example of, you know, skills, the importance of skills. And then I think about all these Americans buying weapons but not having skills or spare parts and stuff like you talk about, John, versus this massive population of Muslim military-age males being infiltrated into Europe and here without weapons, but they have weapons skills. Now, which population is the greater imminent threat? The currently unarmed population with skills or the currently armed population without skills? In conflicts, weapons get passed around, and it's relatively easy to get weapons into the hands of the skilled people. What do you think about this?
You have any response, Sam?
Absolutely. I think the caller brings up a great point, and it's important, though, that we protect our right to own firearms first. If you don't have a firearm, you don't have anything to practice with. My second point on that is that practice doesn't make perfect. What practice does is makes permanent. So if you get a firearm and you don't know how to train with it, and you go out and practice with it, generally what you're doing, you're building a lot of bad habits. I've trained thousands of men in the special forces and the police SWAT communities over the last 35 years. And I can tell you, it's a really good idea to find a really good instructor right at the beginning of your firearms training. That's a very helpful thing to do, because they will teach you how to practice. And once you know how to practice, then your skill level becomes determined by how much time, effort, and ammunition you invest in your training.
Right.
Agreed.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I am not a firearms aficionado of any kind, but I own handguns and shotguns, and I do have a permit to carry, but I ended up electing to carry a revolver after beginning to practice. I don't have that much range time or training with my auto pistols. I have a 1911 and a 22 HK, but I realized my own limitations and said, until I get to become a lot more proficient, you know, I have to stick with the simplicity and dependability of the revolver.
Well, that's a smart move for you, Glenn. It is. Okay, here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of December, visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1. If you want a rifle, shotgun, or pistol, if you'd like to have a rifle custom built for you, if you want to get a suppressor, Sam's the man to talk to. Telephone number at his shop. He's there from Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Here's that telephone number, 636-587-9223. Sam, we got a caller and holder here who's also a member of the gun culture, a regular caller. He goes by Desert Eagle down in Arizona. Good morning, Desert Eagle.
Good morning, John. Boy, it's awful cool out here in New Mexico this morning. Brr. You guys talking about the ammo and everything. I thought I'd give you another one to keep in mind. You're talking the Aguila. I've got a couple of rifles that just, they love that. That's the most accurate round in them. But another one to keep in mind, and also is very cost friendly, excuse me if I'm kind of out of breath, but is Fiocchi ammunition. Every time I get one of my guns up and everything, and either doing break-in on it or checking some other things out, I always chronograph the rounds for that gun, and that way I can build data card for that gun with that ammunition. And the one thing that I have seen in the Fiocchi ammunition I have not seen in any of the others is And when you do the chronographing, you'll come up with a high, a low, and then your average. And then there's a third figure that you'll come up with. It's called standard deviation. And the standard deviation is what is used to calculate the consistency of that ammunition. And on most factory ammo, I'll run into the standard deviation in the 50s to 70s. And the one thing that just surprised the daylights out of me is with the Fiocchi ammunition, I run a consistent standard deviation between 7 and 15 on practically everything I've ever shot from them.
All right. Any response there, Sam?
Yeah, I think standard deviation is one measure to look at as far as ammo consistency. It's helpful with a sniper rifle or long-range weapon system as far as vertical dispersion and barrel harmonics. But what you really should look at for handguns is extreme spread, because if your extreme spread, your high and your low in velocity, is too far apart, then you run the risk of your semi-auto weapon not functioning. As far as bolt guns, pump actions, other type of fixed actions where you're not in a semi-auto environment, if it's not long range, none of that's really consequential to defending your life. But I agree with the caller that Fiocchi is a very good, consistent manufacturer. One of the best. They're right up there in the center fire market with Aguila in the rim fire market. They produce a great product for a great price.
Oh, yeah. And, well, the one place that I found that it shines is my favorite little rifle around the range here and out here in the country is the 300 Blackout. And the Fiocchi 147 grain box right out of the manufacturer's box, nothing done special or anything else. The average between, I think I did it the other day, for 20-something boxes of that I have fired through and have been reloading now, but the average of the average of standard deviation for all of those boxes and everything was 7. And that's just that's as close to perfect as you can get, John, you know, considering human error.
Oh, that's great. That's great to know. Absolutely.
Yeah, Fiocchi makes a great 300 Blackout product, but keep in mind that that's only really consequential to rifles that are shot at long range and semi-autos that need to function at a certain pressure level.
Anyway, thank you, John, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got the bottom of the hour break coming up here. And stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of December. I've had a dramatic increase in my listenership just the last 2 weeks, about a 1/3 increase in the numbers due to some things going on in YouTube, which I have no control over. And you hear me talk about the energy cleaner. This is something that is, well, totally unknown to the general public, quite frankly, a marvelous healing device. About the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D-cell batteries. We focus on 2 things: pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Most Americans over age 50 have issues with either pain, arthritis pain, back pain, or getting a great night's sleep, or both. That's where the energy cleaner comes in, mitigating pain. I use mine every night. Those 500-pound logs don't jump into the buck of the Kubota by themselves. I have to push them in there. Down my knees doing concrete work, up and down ladders doing repairs. Yes, of course I go to bed with minor erection pains. I wake up pain-free every morning. And you can also. If you don't, guess what? I do something your healthcare provider is probably not going to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing when you get an energy cleaner. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads. Read up on the patent application. Fascinating story on how this thing came about. The wonderful testimonials from people I know personally. Then place your order. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. By the way, if you need to spread those payments out, PayPal does take payments from U.S. citizens. Here in the United States, anyway. MasterCard, Visa, text can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I'm toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews. Sam Andrews has immersed himself in the gun culture. He's up to his eyeballs in the gun culture. He's on a first-name basis with many of the leaders in areas of cutting-edge research in optics, projectiles, firearms, and so forth. His shop at Tier 1 in Eureka, Missouri, is open from noon to 5 p.m. Wednesdays through Saturdays. The telephone number at the shop, noon to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, Central Time, is 636-587-9223. And, Sam, you don't just sell people stuff. You take the time to find out what their needs are first and how to meet those needs, don't you, sir?
Absolutely, John. Our job is to keep our customers alive, and we use a number of different tools for that, and we manufacture a number of different tools for that. It's a simple goal, and that is if you ever have to defend your life, that you dominate quickly and you survive, and we build the best equipment in the world for that very purpose.
Well, the men and women involved in law enforcement, it's a community, and they all know each other, they talk to each other, and they let each other know where to get the best stuff for whatever purpose it might be. And whenever I stop by your shop, which is at least once a month, almost always there'll be somebody from law enforcement in their current or prior military, because they know where to get the best advice and the best equipment, and that's why they're in your shop, Sam. And I do thank you for your providing this service for people. Your consultations are at no charge, aren't they?
That's absolutely right. We're interested in finding out what a person needs, what their capabilities are, and what the best fit is for them. You go to a sporting goods store or a gun shop, and you're going to get one man's opinion. In our shop, we don't talk about opinions. We talk about facts. Everything that we sell, we tested and compared to almost everything else. And we can give you the facts on what the advantages and disadvantages of every single choice you may make as far as your firearms, ammunition, or optics.
Now, I was standing in front of your shop a few months ago, and you were telling me about some testing of various optical devices, in particular thermal imaging, and how you had a young man in camouflage out 150, 200 yards away, seeing if he could be seen by the thermal imaging. And so you're doing testing all the time, aren't you, sir?
Absolutely. We're not only testing thermal sights, we're testing suits that are designed to defeat thermal, suits that are designed to defeat night vision. And we compare and contrast the results so that we know the advantages and disadvantages of every design. For example, thermal has a huge advantage in detecting live targets outdoors, where thermal has a disadvantage looking through glass and sometimes for certain applications that require high-definition facial recognition, night vision is superior to thermal. So if you know the strengths and weaknesses of each design, you can make much better decisions.
Absolutely, and I'm a big fan of getting high quality optics, either night vision or thermal vision. Now, because if there was a severe crisis, the sales of those things would be curtailed in a heartbeat, wouldn't they?
Well, you wouldn't be able to get them. There's so few of those things being manufactured. The volume is so small that if you wait till a disaster or a situation where they become in high demand, you'll never see one. If you wait, you won't get one.
And
you need to have one in the safe, right, before something bad happens.
Agreed. And that's just simply a matter of supply and demand. I'm also talking about government edict, where they shut down sales of things that they feel could be used against the government. So both things apply, don't they?
Absolutely. And there's so few things in inventory in the night vision and thermal arena, that if either one of those things were to take place, the shelves would be empty and there would be no more to be had, period.
Well, we've seen this happen both times Hussein Obama got elected with firearms and ammunition in general. I know when he first got elected in 2008, I knew 380 pistols were popular, but I had no idea how popular until you could not buy a box of 380 ammunition for a year or more, could you?
Well, if you didn't come to our shop, you couldn't, but we stock brass and bullets and supplies. So, I mean, you have to know where to look when it comes to buying scarce things in the firearms industry. And we know where to look, and we tend to keep a lot more of certain things on hand.
Plus, and this is a bonus for you rock climbers out there, you inventory rock climbing equipment and rope there, don't you?
Well, we teach men how to shoot off of rappel and how to rappel face down and other techniques that are used in tactical environments. And so it helps to have gear there ready to go when you have to leave for training or if someone needs a special piece of equipment that facilitates them shooting off rappel, we sell that equipment as well.
Well, while I got you on the line here, I'm going to be scheduling a rock climbing and rappelling class when it gets warmer, March, April, May, somewhere in there. And if you want to be my co-instructor, along with my wife's a rock climbing instructor as well, we can make a day of it.
I would love to do that. I enjoy that more than anything. The vertical world is a lot of fun.
It is. It is, and I'm not a big fan of Australian rappel, which is the face-down method, but I can, have, and will do it. it's a pretty unnatural, counterintuitive thing to be running down a cliff facing the dirt. I mean, it's just very unnatural, but it is,
well,
if you
me,
know, if you're, for, go ahead.
For me, and probably 20% of the guys I train, I actually like it better because you can see where you're going. I mean, I don't drive down the road facing backwards. So when I'm rappelling down a cliff, to me, I'm much more comfortable if I'm moving quickly to be face down where I can see what I'm rappelling down into. Loose rock, bushes, trees, anything that might be sticking out of that cliff or might be an issue. And certainly from a tactical viewpoint, being able to see where you're going, it has some real advantages. It does take more equipment, takes a little more time, and a little more practice, but it's a little more dangerous because some people do it with just a harness, a regular harness, and you need to have something over your shoulders when you rappel face down or you put yourself at a higher risk.
Well, in Special Forces, we didn't have a special harness, and we were going down a vertical brick building with concrete at the bottom. That was kind of exciting.
That's a really bad idea. So any of your listeners out there...
I thought so at the time, yes.
Do not, under any circumstances, rappel face down with just a regular harness on. You need a shoulder harness that's tied to your regular harness properly. If you trip and go head first, you could easily come out of your harness. It's not something you want to try, ever, with just a regular harness.
But when you're on an A-team and everybody on the A-team's doing it, you got to do it also.
Well, when you're on an A-team and you're tying a Swiss seat, like a hose clamp on a radiator hose, you're cinching that thing down on your waist, you got a chance of hanging in the harness if there's a problem, but that's a different world.
It is. And getting turned upside down at night with all your Green Beret buddies watching you is very humiliating. It hasn't happened to me. I made sure of it, but I have seen it happen. And the guys make fun of the guy who gets turned upside down at night on the edge of a cliff. Well, moving on from there, getting back to ammunition. Most of my hillbilly neighbors out here have a centerfire rifle for deer hunting, the majority of them. Most of them have one full box and one partly used 20-round box, and that's usually their entire inventory of ammunition, Sam.
That brings tears to my eyes. We need to rethink that strategy.
Well, that's reality. That's reality. And that's the weak point for many, many farms owners all over the United States, is not keeping what I would consider anywhere near an adequate supply of ammunition in stock at hand in their safe, ready to go.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things that are common mistakes. One is not having enough ammunition on hand. The other is not having enough cleaning supplies to keep your gun running. Not having spare parts like a spare bolt or a spare firing pin is a very common mistake as well. But from an ammunition side, most people, if we take the .30-06 or the .308, most people are shooting bullets that are way too heavy for that rifle. And light and fast is better, all things in general, if you're talking about shooting a human being. In other words, a 52-grain AMAX or a 50-grain VMAX bullet will stop a threat inside of 300 yards faster than an 80-grain Sierra match can. Okay? A 110 VMAX and a 308 or a 30-06 or a 125 ballistic tip will stop a person with just one shot better than a 180-grain or a 200-grain soft point or full metal jacket bullet.
Well, that's counterintuitive to everything that we learn and know from hunting and from much military experience also.
Well, it is because what people need to understand, and when we test ammunition and we shoot it in calibrated gelatin, and we do live tissue tests for the Navy where we're shooting 250-pound pigs and 100-pound goats and things like this. You have to understand is there's a permanent wound channel, and there's a temporary wound cavity. And when you see the shape that each bullet makes of those two items, then you start to understand why light and fast works in centerfire ammunition. So where a 180-grain, if you shoot a man in the chest with 180-grain 30-06 or 200-grain, either one, the bullet's going to blow completely through their body, and it's going to leave 60% of its energy in a wall or a tree or the dirt somewhere. Where a 125 or a 110 will literally hit that person and it'll be spinning 300,000 RPM, and it will grenade inside of them. And the temporary wound cavity grows exponentially, and oftentimes there's no exit wound. It literally leaves this just giant mass of jelly on the inside of the chest cavity, and the person drops like a headshot was taken. So understanding wound ballistics and understanding that you're probably shooting something that's too heavy if you're shooting 300 yards and closer, it's not the optimal thing. A heavy bullet is not optimal for shutting down a threat with one shot. And you saw that play out in the military in the movie Black Hawk Down. They were having to shoot people 5 to 10 times to put them down with these 5.56 rounds because the bullets, the M855 bullet, was just too hard. It was poking little holes in them and coming out the backside and leaving most of its energy in the wall of a building.
Well, the in the same film, the Delta Force guys had M14 shooting 7.62 NATO rounds, and they were dropping them with one shot each time, weren't they?
Well, you can. It depends on where the bullet, you know, you can drop someone with one shot with a .22 rimfire if you shoot them in the exact right space in the head. But taking a headshot on a moving target is very difficult. The M14 has twice the energy of the 5.56, and so if they made a good center chest shot on a target, generally they take that guy out of the fight with one shot with the M14.
Right. You know, the I know that you've done some work with Navy SEALs to have a bullet and a rifle that can take the place of a sniper rifle. Tell us about that.
Well, we have ammunition products that were made for special operations and for the Secret Service that have a powdered tungsten core that's about 30% heavier than lead. And we control the compression on the core to get the wound ballistics that we want. But if you think of powder finer than baby powder, but tungsten, so it's much heavier than lead, and then we compress that into a core, put it in a normal J4 jacket and point it up into a boat tail bullet. And we've seen guys make kills at 800 and 1,000 yards with 5.56 ammunition.
As a consequence, the designated sniper on a SEAL team can be carrying a variation of an M16 rather than a big, heavy bolt-action rifle.
That's exactly right, and it allows increased range and dramatically increased wound ballistic effectiveness on the battlefield.
Now, are those available for sale to the public?
Not at this time.
Okay. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of December. Everything with Mr. Sam Andrews. If you want the best advice, access to the best equipment, firearms, ammunition, optics, call his shop Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Central Time. Here's that number, 636-587-9223. Sam, I'm curious, this ammunition not being available to the public, is that a matter of law or a matter of just a policy of the manufacturer?
Neither. At this point, it's a matter of volume capability. We just don't have the volume to sell to everybody right now with the contracts that are in place.
Okay. Well, the next question would be, what would it take to get your hands on some of this ammunition for any of our listeners?
Probably time, because we're working on a new design automated machine to make the cores and insert the cores at higher speed. And so I would imagine in about 6 months, the volume production will increase 20-fold. So it's just going to take a little bit of time.
Okay. Well, I have seen commercially available ammunition with the powdered tungsten projectiles, but it's probably not exactly the same as what you're talking about, is it?
No, it's not. They don't control the core compression and construct the bullet the way we do. And generally, there's not the right mix of material in there, so they get bacterial growth on the core, and then the bullets swell over time. And so what was a 308 diameter bullet becomes a 311, and then 2 years later you shoot it and blow your gun up with it. So we don't recommend, you know, not to mention they're violating about 18 different patents by making this stuff. So gradually you'll see those companies go to the wayside as we get to them in court. But
well, I've seen this stuff for sale. I came real close to buying some. I'm glad I didn't now.
Yeah, if they're using powdered tungsten, they're violating a number of patents. But you know, they're pretty much fly by night agencies. You know, people like Barnes, they got caught violating patents and selling projectiles to Black Hills to load for Spec Ops, and we shut that down. And you know, there's been players, large and small, that have tried to buy these patents. And we haven't sold it to them, and then they've gone behind our back and tried to violate our patents, and of course they get caught because we're plugged into the Spec Ops community. So
right.
That includes Freedom Group, you know, what you think of as Remington and such, and Barnes. So, you know, a lot of people have tried, but they haven't been successful. And there's just too many things that you need to know. There's a lot of things that need to be done to make it a viable product and a safe product for a firearm.
Well, that's good information. So sometime late spring, early summer of 2017, there may be a viable commercial product for sale.
We certainly hope so.
Well, that's neat. That's neat. Well, we'll keep us posted on that, and so that it's probably too early to take pre-orders, but when it's time for that, we'll certainly help people do that, won't we?
Absolutely.
Sam, we're out of time, sir. I look forward to having you back next Monday.
Thank you, John. Have a great week.
You too, sir. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. So Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.